Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The House of Commons this afternoon approved a key part of the revised Northern Ireland Protocol. 515 MPs voted in favour, 29 against. Those against included DUP MPs, along with 22 Tory rebels, including former Prime Ministers Boris Johnson and Liz Truss. In a moment, we'll hear from former Tory MEP David Bannerman, who's a member of the Radical Brexiteer ERG group. First, though, let's hear from Professor Peter Sherlow, Director of the Institute of Irish Studies at the University of Liverpool. And I'll apologise to you both for how succinct this will be, because if you thought Westminster was busy today, the Dáil was monstrous in its agenda. Pete, though, you published polling research today which gives a fascinating insight into DUP voters' attitude to the New Deal, the Windsor framework. Tell me briefly what you found.
Well, basically it's not just DUP voters, it's right across all of the voters of Northern Ireland, which is basically overwhelming support for the Windsor framework. So there's a recognition that the internal market with the UK has been partly restored or restored to a level that is satisfactory, especially to unionists. There's recognition, actually, that there's a need to return to the structures of the Good Friday Agreement, which are now supported by DUP voters. And what there also is recognition across all communities that the stance that unionism took, which was to demand a better deal, has been met. And, you know, 40% of Sinn Féin voters, 50% of SDLP voters agree. Obviously, it's 70-odd percent of DUP voters agree that those who called for the full implementation of the protocol were successful and were right to do that. And I think that this is one of the problems we have now. You know, the ERG will express this, is this disbelief that this is not a better deal. The EU said they would not re-engage. The British government said they would not re-engage. And it's very clear that as the power of the ERG has declined, that the UK and EU have been able to come together with a deal which is not perfect, but certainly it is a deal which has got overwhelming cross-community support in Northern Ireland.
So what do you think the DUP will do now? I mean, they voted against, but will they return to Stormont?
Well, I think this is one of the fundamental problems you get in unionism. Sometimes it doesn't realise, I don't like using the word win, but let's just use that for shorthand. You know, they took a stance that they got greater concessions, and clearly this is the moment for them now to return to the Assembly and to use the Assembly as a way to raise any further concerns. Whether or not they will do that will be based upon the very typical union's response, which is whether they will chase after the people who disagree. They will chase after the minority of unionists who don't like the Good Friday Agreement. They'll chase after the minority of unionists who don't like the Windsor framework. There's a complete fascination within unionist political leadership to not become a David Trimble. Trimble responded to the moderates, and of course he lost out. But this is different. This survey is telling Geoffrey Donaldson very clearly that he has the consent of his voters and society to re-engage with the Assembly. It's a very clear message from the frustrated people of Northern Ireland.
But there is a clarity there, without question, Peter Sherlow. Let me bring in David Bannerman now, who's a former Tory MEP and ERG member. You're very welcome, David. I just wonder if the ERG's influence is waning here, if they're returning to the fringes.
No, I don't think it is on the fringe. I mean, the ERG is about 50 MPs normally, and they have made their voice heard today. There were 48 abstentions, as well as the 22 Tory MPs that voted against, mainly ERG. So there was actually quite a significant rebellion, and Rishi Sunak had to get this through on the strength of Labour support. If Labour weren't there, it may not have got through. So it's a little bit more complex than might appear. I do accept there's some short-term gains, you know, that is better than the current protocol, which isn't working. I think that isn't really the issue. It's more the long-term fix. I don't think this is a permanent fix. And it will, well, if DUP don't get back in the Assembly, I'm afraid that doesn't help anyone. And, you know, the point about doing this was to get the DUP back in and to solve, you know, do a long-term fix. But we're still under, Northern Ireland still remain under EU laws, which is not acceptable to groups like the ERG.
I wish we had more time, and I apologise for this, but if they don't return to Stormont, there may be direct rule, but that direct rule may come with a say from Dublin and Belfast. How would that go down, I wonder?
Well, you know, I was involved in the Northern Ireland peace process. I was proud to be involved, 96, 97. I know about direct rule and what happens. It's not ideal. You want the Assembly up and running. We want a deal. I want a deal. But it's got to be a long-term fix. And I don't think this is, unfortunately. And the main thing is it ties the whole of the United Kingdom into EU rules. So there's a choice for the Britain. Either we move away from Northern Ireland, where, you know, it sticks with EU rules and it diverges over time. And we do our trade deals with the biggest trade bloc in the world, which isn't the EU. It's going to be the Trans-Pacific Partnership and with India and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we move away over time. Okay. Or we keep EU rules, which is not acceptable.
Well, look, it's a complex thing, as you say. I wish we had more time, but maybe on another occasion. David Bannerman, ERG member, former Tory MEP, thank you very much indeed. And beforehand, Professor Pete Sherlow, Director of the Institute of Irish Studies at the University of Liverpool.